Court grants mother full say in transitioning 8-year-old son to girl named Luna. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 13, 2020. A Dallas judge ruled Tuesday that the mother of an 8-year-old boy may have sole decision-making power in pursuit of transitioning him to a girl named Luna. As LifeSite News reported, Judge Mary Brown of Dallas County Court reversed the October ruling of another judge and granted the request of Dr. Ann Jorgilas, a pediatrician who reportedly diagnosed her son James with gender dysphoria when he was a young toddler. As a result of the ruling, Jorgilas, who supports James's gender transition, will have sole control over this area of his life. James continues to be at the center of a high-conflict custody battle between Jorgilas and her ex-husband, Jeffrey Younger, who says his son gives no indication he wants to be a girl when he is with him. The case of James Younger went viral on Twitter last year with the hashtag #SaveJamesYounger. In October 2019, Jeffrey Younger shared a video on social media of his son at 3 years of age telling his father, "Mommy tells me I'm a girl." A jury in Dallas decided against Younger's attempt to prevent his ex-wife from starting their son on puberty blockers. A consensus of 11 of 12 jurors decided the joint managing conservatorship over James and his twin brother Jude should be replaced by sole management by Jorgilas. The battle between Younger and Jorgilas intensified last year when James's mother threatened Younger with a child abuse charge because he would not affirm their son as a transgender child. Jorgilas petitioned to modify the parent-child relationship while referring to James as a gender-expansive or transgender child who by choice now goes by the name Luna. James's mother reportedly sought to terminate Younger's parental rights because James behaved as a boy when he was with his father. Jorgilas also wanted Younger to pay for their son's counseling with a therapist who would affirm his transgender identity and his transgender medical interventions. The court prohibited Younger from dressing James as a boy or from sharing faith-based or biologically based scientific teachings on sexuality, even though family friends who have observed James when he is in his father's care reportedly affirm he dresses and behaves as a boy by his own choosing. James's transition therapist reportedly continued to identify him as Luna and to place him on track for gender transition. The Texan reported at the time that Younger and Jorgilas were married in 2010 and decided to have children through in vitro fertilization, IVF. They requested male children through the IVF process that was successful, and their twin boys were born in 2012, the Texan noted. Jorgilas revealed in testimony that the boys are actually not biologically related to her since she used an egg donor for the IVF procedure. According to the report, Jorgilas said James began to imitate female characters from the Disney film Frozen, asked for a girl's toy at McDonald's, and asked to wear dresses. She also reportedly said she contacted the GE Nisus Clinic at Children's Hospital Center. She was then referred to Rebecca Auer for counseling, who recommended a process of affirmation and suggested a social transition for James should begin with a young boy going to school dressed as a girl named Luna. The battle reportedly escalated between the two parents when Younger learned Jorgilas was socially transitioning James. Judge Kim Cooks of Dallas County Court had granted both parents decision-making authority in the twins' medical, psychological, and psychiatric care. Cooks said that, if the parents could not agree, a court-appointed parenting coordinator would make the final decision. In addition, Cooks ordered Younger to attend family counseling with Jorgilas and the boys in order to maintain his 50-50 custody arrangement. LifeSite News also reported. Judge Kim Cooks' ruling found that Jorgilas was overly affirming in instances when James supposedly showed a desire to be a girl, including taking him to LGBTQ parades, buying him dresses and fake hair, and enrolling him in kindergarten as a girl named Luna. But Jorgilas challenged Cook's ruling and ultimately had her removed from the case. Dallas Morning News reported in December Cooks was removed because she shared a news story about the case on her official Facebook account. The report continued. Another user originally posted the story with the caption, "Here's the truth. Read it and then go run tell that." In her post, Cook said, "The governor nor any legislature had any influence on the court's decision." Jorgilas' attorneys argued that Cooks should recuse herself because the post called into question her impartiality. Brown, who replaced Cooks on the case, granted Jorgilas' motions, without a hearing, for sole decision-making authority and to have Younger pay for family counseling. The Save James Facebook page, which links to a Christian crowdfunding site for younger states, Brown's order grants Georgia's the right to register James in school as Luna. A post on the site says, James and Jude did not have a victory in court today, and adds, Judge Mary Brown has condemned James and Jude to a life of therapy, confusion, and abuse without even having a hearing. There are no other words for what has happened today. She has forced James to live as Luna in a school surrounded by teachers and therapists who do not acknowledge that he has said multiple times to multiple people, without Jeff around, that he wants to be a boy and hates being forced to be a girl. She has forced Jude into a stressful existence of constant lies and misery as he watches his brother get destroyed before him without any hope for an end to this madness. And won this battle without even a hearing, the post reads.